This recording serves as part two of Father John's series, The Problem of Suffering. It is from the Harbor for Our Hope discussion group.
Hello, everybody. This is Father John. This is the first recording with some commentary on Harbor for Our Hope. Recall the words with which St. Ignatius began. And this, I mean right at the beginning of our book. He says, "You yourself know that no matter where one lives on the earth, trials must be endured. It often seems that we are tried by men, but without the permission of Providence, none of them could touch us. So while undergoing trials, let us submit ourselves to the will of the Creator and consider ourselves deserving of sorrows. If we do this, we shall find rest. Let's consider this piece by piece. First," he says, "you yourself know that no matter where one lives on the earth, trials must be endured. We ought not begin with the expectation of an easy life. We ought to begin with the assumption that trials are a part of life. Indeed, we must come back to this assumption again and again. This mustn't be a source of temptation. On the contrary, the Christian life is, in a sense, the act of finding joy in the midst of sorrow, of finding the resurrection in the crucifixion. Second," he says, "it often seems that we are tried by men, but without the permission of Providence, none of them could touch us. We often get tripped up here. Someone, anyone, our boss, our worst enemy, our friend, a coworker, you name it, causes us a problem. We are then tempted to see that person as an enemy, and yet, even if the person in question acts with the utmost malice, he can do nothing against us without God allowing it. Third," he says, "so while undergoing trials, let us submit ourselves to the will of the Creator and consider ourselves deserving of our sorrows." This is so simple and yet so difficult. In the midst of our trials, let us submit ourselves to the will of God. And he goes on, "consider ourselves deserving of our sorrows." This second part especially is quite difficult for us to do. But there is a solution. If we examine our conscience thoroughly, considering what we have done, what we have left undone, with great specificity, we will realize that we are deserving of every trial, every punishment, every temptation that comes our way. Here, frequent confession is helpful. Fourth, he says, "if we do this, we shall find rest." Think about how much of our life is taken up with looking for rest, whether physical, psychological, or spiritual. We work all day and look forward to unwinding. We work throughout the week and look forward to the rest on the weekend. We work throughout the year and look forward to vacation. We find ourselves racked with anxiety and care, looking for peace in the midst of our many obligations. We look for rest from the result of our sins, both in the icon corner and in the church. St. Ignatius gives us a way forward through all of this. If we see God's hand in the midst of our sorrows and trials and prayerfully seek to follow his will, we find the rest. For as our Savior says, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Matthew 11:30.